Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
You've been hearing it all afternoon. Child and adolescent mental health services are being plunged into further turmoil this evening, with fresh investigations examining the care of thousands of vulnerable young people. HSE officials are to begin a trawl of 20,000 patient files after the state's mental health watchdog discovered how over 150 mentally ill children were left without care by CAMHS for up to 2 years. Now, in some cases, young people were repeatedly prescribed heavy psychotropic medication without basic health checks at all. In Kerry, the epicentre of this controversy, as Barry Lenehan has been reporting in this programme, a deeper inquiry is also underway this evening after serious concerns were raised about the prescribing practices of a doctor not highlighted until now. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is with me now. Where are we on this story this evening now, Barry?
Yeah, so the HSC is to this week begin a nationwide review of all patient files in CAMHS, focusing directly on children and teenagers who haven't been monitored for 6 months or more. And the state's mental health watchdog ordered the review, triggered by a damning review of CAMHS released this morning. The Mental Health Commission had found significant deficits in the care of children who were being exposed, it said, to unacceptable risks. Now, the Commission is examining all CAMHS services across the country, but the author of this report this morning, the Inspector of Mental Health Services, Dr. Susan Finnerty, felt it necessary to produce this report halfway through her work. So graves were the concerns she uncovered. Children, for instance, left on heavy psychotropic medication without follow-up appointments or basic monitoring of the effects of medication for up to 2 years, in some cases no checks for medication carrying severe side effects. In one area, there were 140 lost children. While most CAMHS services don't have modern IT systems, the Commission found, which they also highlighted, a lack of staff, a lack of clinical governance, a postcode lottery to access services, and an advisor to the Mental Health Commission saying these issues is just the tip of the iceberg, as only 10% of cases were examined in this review, and this also coming almost exactly a year to the day since the publication of the Maskey review, which found significant deficits of care in South Kerry CAMHS and how significant harm was caused to 46 children owing to the dangerous prescribing practices of one junior doctor who worked in the service.
You mentioned Kerry there, Barry. We called it the epicentre of this controversy. What's happening in Kerry in relation to this story now this evening?
We've been highlighting on the programme in recent months the call for a deeper review into the treatment of patients in North Kerry CAMHS. A review going back 15 years is what some people want, after revelations from, in one young man's case, Ricky, of red flags being raised about prescribing practices as far back as 2010. Before Christmas, the HSE issued apologies to the families or young people, 16 of those, for alleged deficits in care in their case. And the HSE announced this afternoon that it's going to instigate a full look-back review of all patient files in the North Kerry CAMHS service, starting with current patients in the service at the moment. And this was triggered after a random audit of 50 files revealed what the HSE are describing as potential concern in the care of 16 of those 50 children. Significantly as well, the controversy has focused on one junior doctor in South Kerry heretofore. However, the HSE saying today that the concerns raised in this new random audit, which has triggered this new review, are related to prescribing practices, as well as some clinical concerns about the professional practice of a different clinician, a clinician who's now not working in the service. So this review will be instigated in the coming days. It won't be conducted by Dr. Sean Maskey, who conducted the previous one last year.
You've been speaking, Barry, to one young woman affected by all of this.
This is Valerie O'Sullivan from Tralee. We spoke to her on the programme in October. She was referred to CAMHS in 2016 but suffered severe side effects from the off. She was prescribed up to 5 different antipsychotic drugs despite never being given a firm diagnosis. And she was issued an apology by the HSE before Christmas, who admitted to her that major harm had been caused as a result of her treatment at North Kerry CAMHS. And Valerie has been giving me her reaction to all today's developments.
During that time, I was just put on countless amounts of medication and I was over-prescribed medication. I was sedated. It had severe adverse side effects on me, my physical health, my mental health. Some of the physical side effects were the weight gain, the severe weight gain, 7.5 stone, the tremors in my hands. I had the tachycardia. I had the missed menstrual cycles. With the mental health side of things, I was severely depressed. It's now been confirmed by the Maskey report that I had drug-induced psychosis from the medications that were prescribed to me by CAM. I had auditory hallucinations because of these medications. On one point, because of these hallucinations, I nearly jumped out of a window of a second-story building. There was so much stuff going on that every time they added on a medication, I would completely change and it would look like I had a different disorder, but I didn't. It was just the side effects of the medication.
5 different antipsychotics you were prescribed as well, and the hallucinations in particular were pretty scary. At one stage, you thought you were a dinosaur.
I was walking around acting like a dinosaur. I was making dinosaur sounds, and my sister and my mom were there, and my sister was laughing. She thought I was messing, and she turned to my mom. She said, "That's not right, is it?" They realized that there was something seriously wrong. I couldn't remember anything happening at all. I had no memory of it.
And you and your mother raised concerns with the clinicians who were treating you about what you were being prescribed.
My mom had a full notebook, she probably still has it at home to be fair, of every medication I was given and on those medications what the side effects I was getting were. She'd go into the clinic then on my next appointment and she'd tell them, "This is the medication she's on, this is what's happening, this is not normal." They wouldn't take any notice. That's what you're fighting with, like a medical doctor that has all these certs, and I'm just a child with mental health problems according to them.
What happened before Christmas?
Before Christmas, I had a meeting with some doctors to give me the results of the Maskey report. And they told me there was no need for me to be on those medications. I had a diagnosis of ADHD, and it said on that it was not, the tests that were done were not done in the correct way. They contradicted each other, the tests that were done.
A look-back review in North Kerry is now underway, or will be underway shortly. It has been announced within the past short while.
I'm happy to see it definitely finally taking effect. They're only doing it, as far as I know, on the current patients, but we can't forget about the people that are discharged and who went through it and are possibly still suffering badly from it, that aren't getting any help at the minute.
But we have a report today from the Mental Health Commission which perhaps shows that these issues are far more widespread than initially feared.
No surprise at all. It didn't shock me in one bit. It's not good enough in the slightest bit. They're the most vulnerable people. They should get the care they deserved, and they simply did not. Better needs to be done. Better should have been done.
How are you now? You're still dealing with some of the side effects of the medication.
I'm currently waiting for tests to be done on my heart. They said there is a possibility it could be linked to the medication. It's just an ongoing thing with the whole CAMHS situation. I'm out of CAMHS nearly 4 years now, and it's still ongoing every day. Years lost, completely lost. I might as well not have existed in any way for those 10 years because I didn't do anything. I had no social life. I had no enjoyment. I didn't create experiences. I still don't have the memories from those times.
Do you think we'll see any change out of all this?
Is dependent on the government, on the HSE. It's in their hands. We need them higher up to do something to help the people.
And that is Valerie speaking of her experience with CAMHS with the reporter Barry Lenehan, who's still with me. Now, what other reaction has there been to this story, this report, Barry, today?
The reviews nationwide and in Kerry don't go far enough, so says Keith Rowles, solicitor representing 300 affected families.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of people left outside that scope. People who have recently finished with the CAMHS services. People who finished with the CAMHS services 2 years ago are outside of that scope, and 5 years ago. And, you know, we're receiving an awful lot of instructions from adults, young adults, and people in their 20s who, from what they've informed us, it's our opinion that they have been subjected to deficits in care. And they're not going to be included in this review. And it's very upsetting for them, despite the fact that it is significant progress that the files are going to be reviewed, but it's just the timing of it. Again, they're offering nothing that the Mental Health Commission aren't offering. This review should have been commenced a long time ago in North Kerry. The HSE have been aware of the issues in North Kerry. We'd related to the HSE on several occasions. And unfortunately, they've waited for the national audit to be announced to, I suppose, confirm what steps they're going to take in relation to North Kerry. I believe ultimately that the review timelines will have to be expanded to closed cases and historic cases at that.
Is the HSE dragging its feet for you on this issue?
You know, we've been contacted by over 350 patients of the mental health services. Now, that includes South Kerry, who've received apologies. That includes families in North Kerry. And obviously, there's a significant amount of contact coming from the whole country now as well, as a result of the Maskey publication, which has given parents the confidence to think outside the box and to think past the advices or the treatment that they receive from a doctor. The HSE need to start acting immediately. This review needs to be done. There can't be any further delay. Any further delay, it puts patients in a very compromising situation, and it's very detrimental to both their mental and physical health.
Given what we've learned today from the Mental Health Commission, do you think what has emerged in Kerry is simply just the tip of the iceberg?
I really do feel that North Kerry is the vast majority of this iceberg. No doubt there is problems in nationwide in all the CAMHS services. That's very clear from the report today. However, from our instructions here, North Kerry, unfortunately, is a different animal. Families have been through hell and back. The harm is hard to fathom, and they have to do a comprehensive independent report of North Kerry as soon as possible. And that's the closed files as well. It's very sad, Barry.
And that is Solicitor Keith Rowles ending that report by Barry Lenehan. We'll be talking to the Ombudsman for Children, Niall Muldoon, about this story just after 5 o'clock.